have you heard of the Eternal Care Project? This is a sacred initiative by the Chevra Kadesh of Johannesburg that ensures the long-term care and dignity of Jewish graves, especially when no family is left to do so. As many South African Jews have moved overseas and older generations pass on, there's a growing need to protect the memory and resting places of our loved ones. Eternal Care steps in where families no longer can, quietly, respectfully, and with deep communal responsibility. And with me on the line to discuss this is Darren Sevitz, who is the General Manager of the Burial Services of the Chevra Kadesh of Johannesburg. Darren, thank you so much for joining us on The Home Run. Can you start by explaining exactly what the Eternal Care Project is and why it was created?
Hi, Paula. Thanks for having me. Sure. Let me start with your second question, why it was created. Graves... You know, graves, like anything else, need maintenance. Your car needs maintenance. Your house needs maintenance. And if you don't look after it, it doesn't bode well. It can get dirty. It can get broken, and it's not pleasant. And so, you know, when it comes to your car, there's mechanics. When it comes to your teeth, there's dentists. But there wasn't really any structure in place to have graves maintained for the families that want to maintain the graves. And so this program was put in place a number of years ago. It was revamped and rebooted a couple of years ago about 2 years ago. It has been going for about 5 years with increased efficiency and new technologies and all sorts of things like that. And the idea is quite simply that a person would pay a monthly amount. We did an audit. We worked out what it would cost to maintain a grave on a monthly basis. There's no profit. There's no fat involved. It really just covers the expenses. And a grave is cleaned and maintained on a regular basis. We also take care of certain repairs that may be necessary. It's interactive. We send photos to the family. We talk to them. We communicate with them so they feel part of the process. In a nutshell, that's what the Eternal Care Program is.
What kind of needs or gaps in the Jewish community prompted this? Was there the immigration, or was there a growing sense that graves were being neglected or overlooked?
I don't want to say neglected. It kind of implies, intentionally neglecting a grave. But the truth is, as I mentioned, people generally don't know what to do if they want to have graves cleaned. You know, someone will pitch up on a Sunday funeral and see a guy and pay him $20 and ask him to wash the grave, but that's not really maintenance. And then those guys ask for your number, and then they harass you, and then it's a whole problem. First of all, yes, a lot of, and by the way, this isn't just for people that have emigrated, local people. I mean, I live in Waverley. I'm not going to run every day and go clean a grave, you know. So it's certainly for the people that have moved overseas, but also for the locals. There was a need to clean graves, and we had a maintenance program in place, and we noticed that people more and more and more were asking us to not just maintain, but to clean and then clean and maintain and then clean and fix and so on. And we were outsourcing, and it wasn't working very well. And so We put this program in place to actually, from within, insourcing, I suppose, to look after the graves for the community, to communicate with them. And what's interesting is that when people start seeing that other graves near their graves are looking so good, they want to get involved. And it's been very, very successful.
So when you say maintaining the graves, what essentially is that? Is it the cleaning of the graves? And you also mentioned new technology. What is that?
Right. So on the back end, there's a lot of computer stuff that's going on, scheduling and making sure that the graves are cleaned at a certain time and in a certain way and that kind of thing. But the technology I'm referring to really is the photographs. It's been a game changer. So the graves are cleaned. So let me just explain to you. The computer system will print out schedules. We have a team of cleaning staff that will go out and clean the graves. When I say clean, it's clean, polish, and weed. That's the basics. But they've also been trained to look for things that might need repairs. Maybe the paint has faded and it needs to be repainted. Maybe the grout has cracked and it needs to be regrouted, which happens all the time with graves. Maybe it's sinking. Maybe the cement needs redoing. And they would highlight that, and then it goes through a process, and that gets sent on to a maintenance team, and then the maintenance team do that, and then the pictures are taken, and then pictures are WhatsApped to the families with details of what's going on. So they feel part of the process. So when I say technology, I mean computerized scheduling. I mean the whole WhatsApp system, which is quite impressive, if I say so myself. And just, you know, making sure that the right graves are cleaned at the right time and not too often and not less often. taking into account public holidays and the weather and all sorts of things like that. So it's not just giving someone, you know, a bucket and a dishcloth and dishwashing liquid. It's a proper system of maintaining and looking after these graves.
You're 100% right. I mean, you make the good point that it's not just for people overseas, because I came across the project because a friend of mine's mother is buried in West Park, and I saw a brochure, and for him it was perfect. He could make sure that she's looked after and the grave's looked after, but I don't actually think that it's for those of us living here as well. The guys that, when we go to the cemetery and we pay them 20 rand for washing and cleaning, do they work at the cemetery? Or, I mean, who are those guys?
Those guys are part of the cemetery team. They are the grave diggers. They're an outsourced
So their job is not actually to look after the graves, no?
No. In fact, they're not supposed to. On a Sunday, if they're not so busy...
Okay, I never said that. You know... I never said that I've ever paid them, okay?
No, that's fine. But and the truth is they don't know... This isn't their thing, you know? So if you want to give someone 20 bucks to wipe a grave for you, that's fine. But it's not an ongoing maintenance program. They're not going to identify paint or grout or sinking or new stones or anything like that. That's not really maintaining, you know. And if they want to make 20 bucks on a Sunday afternoon, that's fine.
Okay.
But we do discourage it, not for any reason other than it's not really a professional job. And then if it's not a good job, someone comes to the office and says, but it wasn't a good job. And I'm, well, you know, it wasn't.
It wasn't actually our job.
It wasn't through us. It was a private, you know, the guy came up to you, you gave him a few rand. So this is a professional, properly run, properly managed, efficient system.
Darren, what happens when there are no surviving family members left? How does the Chevra Kedisha make sure that no one is forgotten?
In terms of the grave maintenance?
Yes.
It's a good question. I'd love to say to you, the Chev is going to clean all 50,000 graves in West Park. That's what we've got. We've got 50,000 graves there. Obviously, from a practical and a resource and a manpower and a financial perspective, it's not possible. It doesn't have to be immediate family. What I find interesting is that we have the most incredible community, and people take on projects that are meaningful to them. I'll just give you two examples that are happening at the cemetery right now. There's one particular individual who's quite passionate about the fact that there's a bunch of graves which just don't have stones for whatever reason. From decades ago, there was no money, there was no family, whatever the case is. And he's funding a project to put stones up for graves. He doesn't know the people.
Oh, wow.
He'll never meet them. It's just that's really simple stones. I mean, he's not putting up 20,000 rand stones, but simple stones where there's a name and a date and a Hebrew name, and you can give some honor to the person just because he's passionate about it. There's another person who this week has taken on a project to pave some of the roads, which are really, really bumpy, just to make it easier for people to walk and to access graves in the area. He's never going to meet them. He doesn't know who it's for, but that's something that's meaningful to him. We have the most incredibly generous community, and maybe a time will come where this will be a passion for somebody or somebody's who will say, all right, look, there's no family, there's a lot of graves that need maintenance, let's take this on as a project. As much as I'd like to say the Chev will just clean 50,000 graves, we can't. But for now, this project is growing literally on a daily basis. The system is so simple. It's done online. You apply online, you pay online, you get your messages through WhatsApp. It's really, really simple. And it's growing, and I hope that when the time comes that there's, let's say, less and less people and nobody available to clean graves, that somebody will be passionate about it as they are about the other projects.
One last question, Darren, before I let you go. This project is clearly about more than just physical upkeep. What does eternal care mean to you, emotionally, spiritually, or communally?
Emotionally, spiritually, or communally? Is that what you ask? Look, on a personal level, I can tell you I'm a beneficiary of this program. My mom is buried in West Park. Her grave is on the Eternal Care program. And I can tell you, the requirement, the obligation, the mitzvah to honor your parents doesn't end when they die. There's just fewer ways to do it. But this is one of those ways to do it. It's the most incredible feeling going, and okay, I work at the cemetery, so maybe I visit my mom's grave more often than another person would. But to see that it's beautiful, that it's sparkling, that it's got fresh stones, that it's got fresh paint, that it's looking good, it's a very, very special thing on a personal level, not because I'm involved in the project, but just because on a personal level. And what did you say, spiritually? So let's just say religiously, I have an opportunity now to perform the mitzvah of honoring my mother, of honoring a parent. Just because she's passed away doesn't mean I don't still get to do that. And the Chev makes that possible. They really do with this program. And just from a communal perspective, that's what we do. We help people. That's what the Chev does. The Chev is there to help the community. Born out of the Eternal Care program, we started another program called Place a Pebble. You know, there's a custom to put a pebble on a stone when you visit.
Mm.
So now you can go online, you live overseas, you really want to visit, it's Rosh Hashanah time. We will go as your agent, we'll place a pebble, we'll say the prayer of your choice, we'll take a picture, we'll send it to you using the same technology. That's what we do for the community. We help them. It doesn't end with death. I know, I think the motto is from cradle to grave, but even after the grave, we're there to help you. If the family doesn't have anyone to say Kaddish, we have a minion that davens every single day at Sanhedrin Gardens Shul saying Kaddish for thousands of people in West Park Cemetery where no one is able to, where no one else is able to. So that's what we do. The Chev helps people, and it's an amazing feeling to be able to do that, whether we're cleaning the graves for you, maintaining them for you, visiting for you, saying a prayer for you, saying Kaddish for you, whatever it is. That's what we do. Of course, the cemetery is only a tiny fraction of what the Chev does, but I'm just involved on the cemetery side. So that's where my passion is. I can't tell you about all the other programs because you don't have 16 hours to interview me.
Okay, but we'll spread them over time. But Darren, I have tears in my eyes because my dad's buried there, and what you say is so true. The responsibility and the way we can show our parents and we love them even afterwards. Thank you for what you do, and thank you for what the Chev does, and for reminding us that even in silence, memory speaks, and that caring for our past and our parents is one of the deepest acts of love that we can offer.